That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
A what?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Paul Swenson is on That's a Gay Ass Podcast. Paul, I'm so happy you're here, but I hate to confront you this early, but I have to. Because Paul,
please do.
You are a gay guy that has recently been seen in Europe, in Hawaii, traveling the globe, and a lot of people hate when gay guys just go off and travel without any care in the world. How the hell are you doing it, and do you think you're better than me?
They sure do, and I sure am. Just kidding. No, I get so many hate comments that are like, how are you traveling again? And I'm like, yes, give it to me.
Yeah.
No, I need to travel to like reset everything. That is like my number one favorite passion. And like, I don't have children besides my dog. So sure. I'm not saving for like a college fund or anything. And when you're in a Broadway show, you never get time off to travel. So when I'm not in a show, I'm like, this is making up for all the lost time that I possibly can.
Good for you. As a dog dad myself, who's watching your dog when you're gone?
Oh, he goes around. He travels almost as much as I do.
So who's a bigger slut, you or your dog?
Oh my gosh. I think my dog is unfortunately asexual. He has like, he's never had a humping phase because, you know, people are like, oh, I have a gay dog. And I'm like, well, let me see the qualifications. And two, I don't have a gay dog, and I wish I did.
You've got an ace dog, and we're here to support that this yeah. dog does not have an inkling to hump. And
yeah,
not all of us can be horny kings and queens, and I myself am very horny, but...
Mm-hmm. I still accept him for it, too. So,
and that's so... You know what? That's a good parent. That's a really good parent.
I try.
I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions about the theater of it all as a huge theater queen myself, about your beautiful boyfriend, about your herstory. You used to have very long hair. I'm going to be asking about that. But question number one, Paul, you went to CCM, which is sometimes considered to be a controversial place to study musical theater. Did you have a controversial experience? Did you have a gay awakening with all the other cute theater boys? What was your time like at CCM?
Oh, I had like the typical CCM experience.
Trauma?
I went through it all. I'd say shared trauma.
Sure.
Bonded
sure, sure.
a lot sure, of sure, our sure. class. But you know, they produce a great product, and I'm like, through the means of what are we doing here? But I'm thankful for my classmates and my education I got. It was definitely a gay awakening. I grew up in a very small town, and did not have many other gay people around. And then you get thrust into a program, and our class had 15 guys in it. And there was the whole gay by May conversation. And I think by May, probably 10 of those 15 were gay. And that is just my freshman class, and there were 3 years above that. So I was thrown into like the whole gay experience from
H-O-L-E.
nothing to 100.
Wow. So were you out when you were growing up in your small town in Ohio, or did you wait to come out until you went to college?
I waited until college, but I came into college already out of the closet.
Oh, nice.
So I was almost living like this double life where still with my high school friends, I wasn't telling them, but I didn't want to go to school and I knew I was gay and I didn't want to have that coming out moment.
Yeah, you just like said, I'm already established. Yeah. Not to interrupt you, but just I had a very similar... I went to NYU and I came out right before I left. And when I got to college, I was pretending that I was like really confident and cool with being gay, but inside I was freaking out.
Oh, same. Yeah. And I knew it was almost time. So I was like, just take this step, be out and proud in college. And then hopefully I can take that same strength that I had at CCM and bring it back. And it probably took me about like a year to come out to the rest of my friends from home.
What about your family?
I had already come out to my family, actually. I came out to them I came out to like one best friend first, and then I came out to my parents right after that. And my dog has grabbed a squeaky toy.
That's so. Wait, did your was your first boy boy kiss at CCM, or were you doing it in secret in high school?
It was so gay. It was. I was in high school, and the prospective freshmen all decided to go see the freshman showcase at CCM,
mm-hmm.
and so that was like spring break of my senior year of high school, and I ended up sharing a room with one of the other prospective freshmen. And that was my first gay kiss.
And did it just stop at a kiss, or did you go further?
We went a little further. Not all the way. I still probably had some hurdles to get over myself. But like the kiss alone was so electrifying and like what I had been waiting for my whole life.
Yeah, no, we have such funny crossover because it wasn't my senior year, it was like the first month of my freshman year, and the first kiss, I remember exactly how it felt. It was my first like feeling any like turned on-ness from a kiss, because when I had kissed a girl in high school, I felt like I was like kissing an elbow. So it
really?
Was like, yeah, I like felt, I like, you know, and I always shout out the girls that date the gay guys, and they're doing a gorgeous service to keep us safe and let us experiment. But with mine, I was just like, I felt like I was kissing like my mom, as cliche as it is. So when I kissed a boy, I was like, oh my God, this is how it feels. Do you remember who initiated the first kiss when you were at the freshman showcase trip?
Yeah, I think it was the other guy.
Amazing.
More like flirting and teasing and being like, I don't know if this is actually going to happen. Like,
hasn't
happened for 18 years yet. So like, why is it going to happen tonight? And then sure enough,
give a gay guy a cookie. did you end up during the rest of college, like having any tension with this guy, whether it was like sexual tension, dating tension, or did it move into friend zone?
I'd say we probably shifted through all of it. Like, and I feel like they say like CCM is so incestuous. And like you end up going through the friendship phase, the is this more phase, the relationship phase, the I'm not talking to you phase with so many of the gay boys there. So I've had a little bit of all of that.
Good for you, living the full gay experience. You've also lived the gay experience of being in the Book of Mormon, which I feel like sort of a gay rite of passage for many a musical theater actress. And I mean actress as gay guy actor. You were on Broadway as the Elder Price standby, which is huge. You also did the national tour of Wicked, and you understudy Fiero, which is even huger. And then you were in the Miss Saigon tour going on for Chris. These are all shows that like made me gay. I mean, you wearing the white pants as Fiero, was that the hottest you've ever felt?
Oh, like the best. I wish I could have a pair permanently and just wear them all the time.
Would you squeeze your own ass?
Yeah, you know what, before like you go out at 5, just like to check in, make sure it's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted them even tighter. I was like, let's get these like spray paint pants. but they weren't all for that. But yeah, I loved the brotherhood of the tight white.
Hey, gay ass girlies, I just read a romance horror book that I think you'd be absolutely obsessed with. Listen to this. It's called House of Rain by New York Times bestselling author Harley LaRue. And at first I was nervous it would be too scary, but y'all, it's scary and horny. And as a newly self-identified slut, I feel seen. Also, it takes place on a remote island in the Pacific Northwest, which I think the Pacific Northwest canonically has the hottest people. So if that doesn't make you squirt, babe, I don't know what will. Also, the book has so many gay-ass themes. I'm talking family drama, there's rumors, manipulation, and again, it's horny as hell. Now, the writing is also so good that it moves real fast, and there's kink in it, and you will not be able to put this down. Harley LaRue is a queer writer who gets it. You can find House of Rain by Harley LaRue wherever books are sold, in print and an ebook. The gorgeous deluxe hardcover first printing is only available for a limited time, so grab yours before they are gone, babe.
Pants.
Yeah, it's really an amazing legacy to be a part of. But you're also part of a legacy of doing shows at the Muni. I'm from St. Louis, and it's always a
Oh,
part of this
nice.
podcast to bring up the largest outdoor theater. You did All Shook Up at the Muni. Since I have you on a gay ass podcast and we talk about relationships, let me first get some perspective. How long have you been with your boyfriend? And then follow up, were you single when you were in St. Louis? Because I want to know about cast hookups. So when did you start
Ooh.
dating your boyfriend?
Okay, I've been with my boyfriend Billy for almost 3 years now.
Love.
We met during Wicked,
And
when Wicked was in Chicago.
how long ago was that? 3 years ago?
Almost 3 years ago. Yeah, we
And
would have been.
it was a showmance then.
No, Billy is non-actor.
So you were doing Wicked in Chicago. You met via an app or what?
Via Soho House.
Stop it,
It
you fucking
was
bougie bitch.
insane. Well, the gag is neither of us have memberships. But ended up meeting there because Wicked was doing like a fundraiser event one night, and so we went and sang songs, and Billy had a friend invite him that night. And I almost didn't even go because it was the day my dog got neutered. So Hudson was home, and I was like, ugh, I have like my son who just had surgery, but he's like drugged up right now. He might not even know if I go. So I told him, I was like, if I could sing first and then dip, I'd love to show up. So I got there. I said, this song is dedicated to my son who just got his balls chopped off, and sang Cry Me a River. And then yeah, Billy found me afterwards and was like, well, I hope Hudson's healing well. And I was like, if you want to get a drink tomorrow, I'm here for one more week. We had been in Chicago for 11 weeks and we met week 11. We had like one more week.
So the day after Soho House, you got the drink.
I think the day after like might have been Thanksgiving, and so we texted for like 2 days and then I think got the drink that Friday, and then spent like almost every single night that week together. And I was like, we're headed to DC after. And I was like, if you want to come to DC, like I would love to keep trying this. And we ended up doing like another 7 or 8 months of tour, and Billy visited almost every single city, I think. And then I booked Book of Mormon, and it which made things a lot easier to find flights between Chicago and New York than like Chicago to Greensboro, South Carolina. So we've gone back and forth. We kind of say now that we have just two different places. We have like a New York apartment and Chicago apartment, and we end up spending like 70% of the month together, I would say, especially now that I'm not in a show currently. I get to spend a lot more time than Billy having to come to New York. I get to
So
be in
where are you
Chicago.
right now? Are you in Chicago?
I'm in New York, actually.
Oh, lovely. So you, God, it's kind of, I mean, both cities, I love both New York and Chicago. I lived in New York for a million years. My brother's in Chicago. It's like the gay scene in Chicago I love. Did you and Billy, it must have been pretty hot from the jump. Did you share a first kiss the first date?
We kissed the first date and kept it very mild. And I was like, which like I don't usually do. And I was like, wow, this like is really testing that we have that chemistry and connection there. I thought he was straight at first. And I
I
was
mean,
like,
he does present a little finance bro.
he does. And I was like, he had no picture. He didn't like follow any drag queens, which is usually how I try to see if like a guy is gay online. Didn't follow any drag queens, any gay icons. And
Did
then
he
he had
follow
like,
any did he follow like Gus Kenworthy at least?
ooh, he might have. I should have looked up that one.
Gay men are at, if it's not a drag queen, then they're at least going to be
It's
horny
Gus.
for some athlete. Yeah.
No, he even had like the holding a fish photo.
Oh,
And so
Billy.
I was like, is this guy just trying to get a drink to like hear about Wicked or what
Sure.
was the deal? And then yeah, once we smooched, I was like, okay, he's gay.
Wow. Can I ask what type of work he, what type of industry he's in, just to paint the picture?
Yeah, he does user centricity, like product and marketing and figuring out what works best for the consumers of his corporation.
So sort of like nerdy, smart guy,
very
corporate job. Shout out to Billy. I think I really always have so much excitement for actors who date normies, you know, who mm-hmm. date people who have actual stable jobs and health insurance. I think you've really done a beautiful job in finding a fish holding corporate king who happens to like dick. And shout out.
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Billy. But yeah, that was always the goal. I was like, oh, it would be so nice to date a non-actor. But then we are just in such a bubble. I'm like, when does that ever happen? But
yeah.
Billy, he really loves theater. Like when I was in Book of Mormon and he'd come to New York, he'd like be seeing his shows on his own. And I'm like, somebody that gets it, but isn't necessarily the same industry. It is so, it's so great. He's really awesome.
I'm lucky because I met my husband at an audition for Fiddler on the Roof. True story. However, he is now no longer in the industry. And so he now has the like stable corporate job with the benefits, and I'm doing whatever the fuck I'm doing. So, mm-hmm. And he's a huge theater queen, of course. So like we're able to gossip about fucking Jessica Vosk or whatever.
Yes, you need that.
You need that. As a gay guy, you need that. Since I did bring up the Muni, though, were you single when you did the Muni?
I think I was.
So were you getting dick down in the Chase Park Plaza?
I wasn't. I was so nervous because I played a lead in the show, and I was like, this is the Muni. This is like almost Broadway. So like I was at home going over my lines.
Oh. A student of the work. I just always love to hear from people who are like living the Muni dream, because growing up I had such a crush on all of the actors who came in from CCM, from Carnegie Mellon, from Broadway. And God, I shudder to think if I was in the youth chorus and you were there, I would have been like just, you know, making a fucking voodoo doll. Is that what they're called?
Sure.
That being said,
yes.
This being said, I am going to turn the tides to be a little horntier. So we're going to put up that what? Paywall. And let me ask you my first question. On this series, I like to ask if the word slut is a word that we've ever identified with personally. I like to say that slut is a positive thing. I've reclaimed my horniness, my sluttery in my 30s. But you, Paul Schwenson, do you identify with the word slut? If not now, have you ever? What's your relish?
You know, I identify as a...
For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills, linked in the description. I love you. Bye.